Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. And I'm not sure how much time I set for myself to do this show. Oh, I did give myself 30 minutes. Awesome. Hi. And today we were talking about use your gifts and talents to create the life you want. And I was meditating on this week's topic. If you've been following me this year, 2017, I have a theme. I'll do a podcast on that theme. I'll send a newsletter out around that theme. I'll send another email out later in the week around that theme. My social media will be around that theme to really help you. This year, I really want to help you transform your life. And I want to use all of my tools to help you do that. And one of the things that came forward as I was meditating on this week is encouraging you to use your gifts and talents, your natural gifts and talents, to create the life that you want. So many of the problems that we're dealing with or things that aren't going our way or struggles or our limitations, what Spirit's bringing forward is the result of us not using our natural gifts and talents. So here is the truth. You are gifted. Use those talents to transform and heal your life. When I was preparing this message, the first thing that came to mind was a Danielle Laporte quote. Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Many of you have talents and gifts that you have allowed the world to talk you out of using. We have charted courses in our lives because it felt safe or practical. However, what continues to come forward this year, and you are living in an age where you are seeing your planet shift right before your eyes. What was up is now kind of down. And so what we need is our own personal renaissance. And the way that we have this is to use our natural gifts and talents. The most practical and safest thing you can do right now is to use those gifts, to use those talents, to use your natural intelligence to create the life that you want. The safe route, quote unquote, it's no longer all that safe. The practical route, I hear that a lot around my married family. They throw that practical word around a lot. That practical route is no longer practical. Where we struggle is that we try to take ourselves, our beautiful, amazing beings that we are, our uniqueness, and we try to shove it into a box so that we can fit in. This message about using your natural gifts and talents may require that you turn back the hands of time and explore who you really were before life and financial responsibilities kicked in. Because I'm telling you, baby, whatever problem you have right now, the solution is going back to the beginning. What were you good at way back when? Who were you before you set out to achieve your American dream? Who were you before you left for college? Who were you before grief and tragedy showed up in your life? That's the gift and the talent that you need to use. As I was preparing this, so my intuition works. I'll get messages, downloads constantly. And so they gave me this really clear visual. I have this friend of mine who is just fantastically talented. And way, way, way back when we were doing high school drama together, we'd go on these we do these competitions. And this particular competition, it was a smaller group of people, and she was a new friend of mine at the time. And she was very quiet and mousy and sweet, sweet, sweet. And every time she got on stage, though, you could not take your eyes off of her. She was so funny. She still is. Oh, my God. She is still so freaking funny. And so talented. And I look at Lily Tomlin, who just accepted an award recently, and I thought that my friend, she was next in line, the next Lily Tomlin. And then life showed up, and she forgot who she was. She's still crazy talented and brilliant and can do every voice under the sun. But life showed up, and she forgot who she was. And I, as I was preparing these notes, Spirit kept saying, you know, if she went back and used that gift and talent, all those problems and struggles that she's having right now, they would go away. And you think, you know, God, I don't even know how old she is. Nearing 40, right? And can she go back and become an actress? Oh, yes, she can. That's the age we are living in. Oh, yes, she can. And one what? One freaking residual check would cover her financial life, all these problems that she thinks she has, right? And I share that with you because it's the same for all of you. You have a gift and you have a talent and you have an ability that is your secret weapon to every problem that you face right now. And if you just remember what that is and commit to incrementally taking baby steps in the direction of that. You don't have to be a freaking Kristen Stewart. I just saw her host her little spiel on SNL. You don't have to be a superstar, right? There's a place for superstars, but you can still be fully and completely expressed and fulfilled on every level of your life while being just you, while being just you. Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Who were you before you start chasing whatever American dream and doing it the practical way? Oh, my God. Practical has ran interference in my life so much. Every choice, bad choice and decision I have made in the last 15 years has because someone told me this is the practical thing to do. But follow your heart. You know who you are. You don't have to be like everyone else. Open your arms and say, I'm willing, I'm willing, I'm willing. And now I'm going to tell you how to do it. So who were you then? What have you always been good at? What did you love to do before some well-meaning person came along and told you you couldn't do it? Before there was the label of smart and not smart? Creative, you have the ability to see the world in a wonderful, special way, and now the world needs you, baby. The world needs you. The world needs you. I cannot stress that enough. The world needs you. And you don't have to go and run for office to be of service. Because I just finished, before I got on here, I was watching Jane the Virgin this week. And if you guys have not seen that, it is like a big, big episode. And, Jane the Virgin this week was so heartbreaking. And I thought that, I watched it during my lunch break. That brought me so much joy. And that's what the world needs right now. We need joy and we need bliss and we need innovation. And this is the year to be in that space. So you don't have to go and run for office. Hell, you don't even have to be on a TV show. The checker, you can be the checker at Whole Foods. And if that's your divine calling, you can rock that out and be so incredibly successful at it. And you can touch somebody's life. Maybe you always felt different, and as a result of feeling this way, you've tried desperately to fit in. Fitting in is also the friend of practical. The act of fitting in requires that you hide yourself or withhold some part of who you really are. Maybe you were labeled too sensitive. I'm raising my hand on that one. Well, I'm here to tell you that your sensitivity is needed now more than ever. Now is the time to use your gifts and talents to help and inspire others. Now is the time to finish what you started way back when. Here is my easy exercise to help you start this process. And I want you to approach this with a really open mind, particularly my type A folk. There is no right and wrong way to do this. Just do it. So for the next 14 days, I'd like you to commit to writing or journaling every day. Aim for 2 pages. This exercise is a play off of the morning pages taken from Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. Now, the way I do it is I just sit in front of the computer and all I have to do is fill 2 pages. You can write whatever you want. I'm going to give you some prompts to kind of help you along, but they're loose. But if you say you do, you hear this and you're like, okay, now I need to go read The Artist's Way. No, you don't. Unless you are really feeling called and inspired, go ahead. Really, it's just sitting down with 2 pages. If you're going to handwrite it, you get to pick the size of the page and just write. Just write. Have a conversation with yourself. And do it from the place of, I want you to focus on these topics. What are my natural gifts and talents? What do I love to do? And genuinely love to do, right? I love to watch TV, but I know that TV, it's not going to solve all of my problems. Your true natural gift and talent that you're going to use is going to help every aspect of your life, from financially to your physical well-being to your relationships. So, again, those questions are, what are my natural gifts and talents? What do I love to do? And think in terms of holistically how that can impact your life. You might be a great knitter and love knitting, and you could very well start a business knitting if you wanted to, or a knitting shop. But really think about how, and not so much strategy, but something that could have a 360 effect in your life. I mean, I guess I could turn watching TV into a business if I wanted to. Maybe I started a blog and, you know, you could always find a way to monetize it, right? But think along those lines. What do you love to do? And if you could do anything, here's the next piece of this. If you could do anything, how would you use your gifts and talents to change or improve your life for the better? All that list of problems you think you have, what would you, if you could do anything, how would you like to solve that? Knowing that cash isn't going to fall from the sky, the likelihood of winning the lottery is low, and you will probably have to do some type of work. But here's the beautiful, beautiful thing of using your gifts and talents. It won't feel like work. If you ask me a year ago what the hardest thing to do is, if I were using my natural gifts and talents, what would be the hardest thing for me to do, it would be to write a book. And I'm in the middle of writing a book, and I have written a book, and all it took was putting one foot in front of the other and doing it. Even though I would say it's the hardest thing to do, it's also, for me, because I enjoy that, the most enjoyable thing to do. So getting 81,000 words in a document seems so daunting from the vantage point of work. But when you do it from the vantage point of, I love this, I'm going to suspend that practical fitting in, be like everybody else mindset and just do me, then it becomes glorious. I set a word count goal for myself every day. And I exceed that over and over again. There is nothing in my life that a goal I set that I actually easily exceed. So, all it takes is following your bliss. Now, let's go back to these pages. You don't have to write a novel. You don't have to be a good writer. You don't have to do anything, but just write what comes to mind. And you can do that in list form. You can do it in a mix of list and pictures if you want. But there is something brilliant about sitting down with your own thoughts and putting them on the page and having that dialogue with yourself. Some people like to handwrite it. I like to type. Whatever works for you. All that matters is that you start using the written word to have that conversation with yourself so you can get clear about what your gifts and talents are and all the potential ways you could use it. And now here is the miracle in this exercise. Most of your ideas that you will actually practically use are not going to come from writing these 14 days. But what you do in that 14 days, there's something that is ignited. There's an alignment that happens, some miraculous, spacious, glorious, behind-the-scenes, heavenly hands all over your life happens. And then after the 14 days, all these very concrete, I'll use the word again, practical things start to show up that you can do, right? So I did this exercise. 3 months ago I did it. 14 days, actually I did about 3 weeks. If you had told me when I sat down to start this exercise that, oh, and in January you're going to start writing a novel, I'd be like, holy fucking no, I'm not. I mean, like, I would think, like, oh, that's a great idea, but I don't have time for that. I'm running a business and I'm married and I got this and that. And here it is. I not only have tons of time, it's going far faster and far more wonderfully than I ever imagined. But I had to put the time in. I had to do that time of the morning pages. I mean, there were days when it was just a list. Just a list of things. Or maybe I came across a prompt online and I wrote on that prompt. Or I just dumped some thoughts on the page. Whatever it is, take the time to do these pages, and within, and you have to do it every day. There's something really magnetic about every day for 14 days. Then the ideas will start to come. Really clear, concrete, step by step. People will show up, synchronicities. It's like magic. So if there is a dream, a talent, something you've been wanting to do, please start with these 14 days. Write 2 pages a day. Have the dialogue with yourself. Be kind to yourself in that process. And then know that heavenly hands are going to show up. It's like these pages become a broadcast to heaven to say, help me, help me, help me. And then the help shows up. Oh, my God, it shows up. You will rediscover your bliss in this process. You will rediscover your bliss. And when you follow your bliss, all good things happen. Follow it, follow it, follow it. So no matter what you decide to do, this is the other little piece my spirit guides wanted to give you here, do it incrementally. Now is not the time to kind of run off half-cocked. Give yourself space and time, active space and time, to figure out your steps. Because what happens is fear likes to build a really big picture that still takes you. You have to build piece by piece, right? And so all it shows you is this big picture, and you're like, I don't even know how to get started. Just focus on one little piece. Put one foot in front of the other. The answers will show up. Take that consistent practical action. Be faithful. Don't quit your day job. Do what you need to do. But you'll even find that once you step into this space of allowing, that the job you hate suddenly becomes more bearable. The relationship that was in the toilet suddenly finds light. Start incrementally. Baby steps. Active baby steps. It's not put it on the shelf and I'll get to it when something shows up. Like, that has never worked. It is keeping your focus while allowing spirit's magic to be all over your life. So that is my message for you. I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to to connecting with you. You can find information about my services. I'm Amy Tamman at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive coach, and I work with people one-on-one to help them create the life of their dreams. And if you like this show, please review it on iTunes or tell a friend. And until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.